Maybe speak to the importance of finishing strong over your final two games here this season.
You know, anytime going into the off season, you got a couple games left, and you know you're not making it to the playoffs. It's always thing where you want to finish strong and try to get some victories on the going into off season mode.
Yeah, there's a lot of speculation across the league about the future, Rex's future in New York. But from afar, watching you guys play, it seems like you guys are still playing very hard for him.
Yeah, of course. You know, anytime we go out there, we're going to want to play hard. Going to want to put our best foot forward and just try to get victories. You know, at the end of the day, we still got to go out here and play. We still men and not just going to let anybody run over us just because we're out of the playoffs.
What are your thoughts? What stands out to you about the Patriots' defense, Chris?
You know, just like when we played them last time, they got a lot of talented guys over there, some veteran guys, some smart, athletic guys, and, you know, we got our work cut out for us. We're going to have to practice hard this week and pay attention to the small details, and hopefully we can have some success on this defense if we go out there like we did last game and our offensive line push those guys, open up some lanes for us to run.
You beat them last year at your place, and you played them tough earlier this year up here. Do you guys think this is a good matchup for you?
We know it'll be a good matchup. We just got to go in there and do what we got to do, what we're supposed to do, and we'll be all right.
With the season kind of going the way it has for you guys, what's been the mood in the locker room?
You know, everybody's trying to stay positive. We know the game, the year is not over, so it's a situation where we just try to stay positive and make the best out of the situation.
How difficult has that been?
It's been difficult, but, you know, we're a close-knitted group here, and, you know, we all got one mindset, and that's trying to get a victory.
Chris, one of the things you guys have been able to do this year is pretty well is to run the ball, and can you just speak to that part of the team game?
You know, since we're coming in here, we want to run the ball, and you know, it's been games where we haven't had opportunities to run the ball, and just whenever we get a chance, we just try to make the best out of the opportunity.
You guys playing the Patriots this week and being a division rival, does that make the game a little easier to get up for, kind of?
You say that again?
With the Patriots being a division rival, does that make it any easier to get up for this week with the season winding down?
Yeah, of course. Division rival plus a rival to the Jets. You know, this is my first year here, and just seeing how serious they is about this game, you know, that gives us something to look forward to playing against those guys just late in the season.
Do you guys have any motivation to kind of make it tough for them to get the first overall seed? Does that play into it at all?
Nah, we just looking at it. We need victories over here. We trying to get a win, and that's what we're going to try to do. We know we're not going to the playoffs, so we're looking at all our games as our playoff game starting now.
Chris, what Percy Harvin, what are your impressions of him, and what are your feelings?
Really trying to do both of them, but if I got time. What'd you say?
I was wondering what your impressions are of Percy Harvin, and what kind of a dynamic has he brought to the team?
He brought a lot. You know, a guy that can run the ball, run on them reverse, and at the same time, he can take a deep stretch and catch the deep ball, and, you know, he just helped us out tremendously.
Chris, I just kind of going off on a different subject. You're one of the few people in NFL history to rush for 2,000 yards in a season, and there was a lot of talk early on about DeMarco Murray getting into that club, and I was just wondering what you remember about the challenge as it got to the end of the season about continuing to push for that goal. What's the difference?
You know, it gets harder and harder. You know, it's starting to get 8, 9 people in the box. Knowing you're going to run the ball, and it's just something you got to overcome. And then, you know, you got to go up against time. We got 2 games left. I'm not sure how many more yards he needs to get there, but, you know, it goes to a situation at the end of the day when it comes to depends on what team you're on. Do y'all got a chance at the playoffs? Do y'all not? is what's more important, getting 2,000 yards or getting to the playoffs. Or like, there's a lot of scenarios go into it. And it's a situation. You know that the defense know y'all going to run the ball, so you just got to have a situation you got to stick with the run. It might not always look good. It might be getting an ugly 2-3 yards, but if you stick with it, eventually it'll break.
How proud are you of that accomplishment for you personally, for yourself?
I got to play more with food right here. Hello. Hello.
Are you there, Chris?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm just wondering personally, you know, where do you kind of put that accomplishment in your resume? Where does it rank for you?
Which one? Oh, 2000. Oh yeah, that's definitely number one. It's only been 7 guys to do it. Only currently 2 of us in the league right now. That's a running back thing. So for to do it here at the biggest level, at the biggest level that you can reach, that's a great accomplishment. So that's definitely.